Welcome to the RCIA Business Report for Friday, March 18th, 2022. Today, our report covers Jamaica, Barbados, Trinidad and Tobago, and the Eastern Caribbean Securities Exchange. On the Eastern Caribbean Securities Market today, 13,920 units of the Government of St. Kitts and Nevis's U.S. dollar bond, trading symbol FKG200432, crossed the market. On the regional government securities market, the Government of Antigua and Barbuda's 365-day Treasury bill, auctioned on the ECSE's primary market platform, raised $15 million. The competitive uniform price methodology used resulted in a discount rate of 2.9%. The following are the latest closing prices for the major equities listed on the ECSE. Bank of St. Vincent and the Grenadines Limited, $9.06. East Caribbean Financial Holding Company Limited, $3.75. Grenada Electricity Services, $11. Republic Bank Grenada Limited, $45. Grenada Cooperative Bank, $9.51. Bank of Nevis Limited, $3.50. St. Lucia Electricity Services, $20. On the Trinidad Stock Exchange, overall market activity resulted from trading in 19 securities, of which 8 advanced, 8 declined, and 3 traded firm. Trading activity resulted in the following movements of the TTSE indices. The All TNT Index advanced by 19 points to close at 2,109.44. The Composite Index advanced by 4.8 points to close at 1,455.2. The cross-listed index declined by 1.46 points to close at 105.74. The SME index declined by 1.23 points to close at 40.67. Trading activity on the first day market registered a volume of 699,000 shares, crossing the floor of the exchange valued at $7 million. Massey Holdings Limited was the volume leader with 467,000 shares, changing hands for the value of $2.9 million, followed by Angostura Holdings Limited with a volume of 58,000 shares being traded for $1.2 million. On the Jamaica Stock Exchange, overall market activity resulted from trading in 49 stocks, of which 12 advanced, 29 declined, and 8 traded firm. Market volume amounted to 12.5 million units, valued at over $195 million. Wigton Wind Farm Limited ordinary shares was the volume leader with 3.1 million units, followed by Sagicor Select Funds Limited Financial with 2.2 million units, and QWI Investments Limited with 1.1 million units. On the Barbados Stock Exchange, zero securities were traded on Thursday, March 17, 2022. For RCI's Business Report, I am Tova Gibson.